What's up, everybody? This is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs podcast and the queen of the Hopecast Network, if I don't say so myself. I'm here to remind you that Movie Torture drops every Monday, the podcast where friends get together and watch bad movies but tell great stories, or in my case, fabulous and hysterical jokes. I'll see you Monday. Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, work advice for me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Locks of Laughs podcast. I am your host, Ashley Arpel Steinbach, and today we have a little bit of a crossover. We have Alyssa Rose and Bill Ryan from the Q Morning Show. That's a radio show. It's actually, according to them, and I guess the stats, the ninth biggest radio show in all of Cleveland. Mazel, mazel. I'm very excited to have them on. They're very funny. They're cool, they're exciting. But before they come on, I feel like I'm in a mood today, so apologies for this intro. But before we go to the show that rhymed, didn't mean for it to, please follow us on Instagram at Locks of Laughs Podcast. Locks is L-O-X, X like your ex-boyfriend. We hate him of Laughs Podcast. All right. Without further ado, Bill Ryan and Alyssa Rose. Alyssa Rose and Bill Ryan, welcome to Locks of Laughs Podcast.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so glad you guys are on the show because you are incredible radio hosts. And I know this, but I can't really reveal why I know this. But I know it because I listen to you guys and you're amazing.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll just leave it there.
Thank you for those nice words. It's very difficult to be Cleveland's ninth most popular morning show.
It's a tough job we got.
It's a great job.
It's an uphill climb. And yes, we have fun every day.
What is the way we are recording this 2 days before? No, the day before Halloween. Obviously, mm-hmm. You can tell I'm not dressing up for anything because I didn't even know what day it was. What is the weather like in Cleveland right now?
Terrible day today.
It is rainy. Yeah, today, though.
So it rained like all night, which created havoc on Cleveland freeways this morning with standing water and lots of backups. And the rain's supposed to continue all day. There are some towns that have trick or treat tonight, and there's frustrated parents that don't want to take their kids out in the rain tonight. But that's
They have trick or treating the night before Halloween. Wait, why?
Yeah. There's a few reasons why. There's some cities, because high school football is a very big deal here in Northeast Ohio. So there's some cities that have tried. They didn't want to have high school football and trick or treat on the same night. So they moved it to alternative nights. And so tonight is the night for some of them, and they're not too thrilled.
You know,
it's character building for these kids. You know, when Alyssa and I. We both grew up here, and so we remember trick-or-treating with snowsuits on. You know, they would be trick-or-treating in a blizzard.
So you'd have to dress as, like, the abominable snowman or something, right?
No, your costume would just get ruined by having to put a winter jacket over it.
Because you had to wear a coat.
Or you'd just, like, suck it up and be cold the whole time.
What a bummer. I kind of remember, I mean, I grew up in New York, like Manhattan and Long Island. My parents got divorced when I was very young, so I went back and forth for a little bit. But, like, I want to go back to the football thing because I watched, like, shows like One Tree Hill. Mm-hmm. I watched that growing up, and I thought it was so cool to be in a small town where, like, sports was the biggest thing. Like, for One Tree Hill, it was basketball. For you guys, football. Like, in New York, first of all, none of the school teams are, like, high school, like, good at anything.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, the mathletes, they're good at math, but, like, nothing else. So we didn't have that. So I think that's really cool.
Sports is probably the greatest uniter, especially here in Northeast Ohio, and not just with high school sports, but with our professional teams, the Browns, the Guardians, the Cavs. There are so many things that we have never been more divided as we are as a society right now.
That's true.
Nobody agrees on anything. The one thing that always brings us together here in Cleveland, in Northeast Ohio, is our sports teams. That's the one thing that we can all agree on. Love
and
hate them.
Everybody can just be sad about the Browns. Like, yeah. That's one thing. Trauma bonded together.
Actually, randomly, this is so weird, but when I was in, I think I must have just graduated college, I had a friend who was from Cleveland, and I was in LA, and there was a gay bar in West Hollywood, but every Sunday in the afternoon, they would become a Cleveland Brown bar. And it was, because you would go, like, and I would go with her, so we would sit there, and then, like, slowly but surely, it would progress into the evening, and then it went from, like, football dudes to just, like, a plethora of naked men dancing. I was fine. I had a great time either way. Before we get into all of that, which we don't have to again, what are we noshing on today? I have coffee. Third cup.
Alyssa, I haven't seen you eat anything today.
You're not eating anything? I haven't eaten anything today.
Are you, what is that called? Intermittent fasting?
It's funny.
Not on purpose.
Is that what you're doing, Alyssa?
No.
Not on purpose.
What?
Are you doing the fasting?
No.
Not purposefully.
No, oh, okay. I just am not a morning eater. And so I usually will eat lunch will be like my first meal when I get home around like 12, 1 o'clock. I've always kind of been like this, though. I've never been big on breakfast.
Wait, that goes into my next question. But Bill, what are you noshing on? And then I want to go back to that.
The answer is not much. If you would have asked me yesterday, I would have said nothing at all. So I am trying this new thing right now where I'm doing a, like you brought up intermittent fasting. I guess in a way that's what I'm doing, except I am drinking juice. So I'm drinking these pressed juices on Monday. Yeah, Monday and Wednesday. So I will only have juice on Mondays and Wednesdays, and there's four of them, that I will have. One's an help me out, Alyssa.
Acai
berry. And then there's one for lunch. There's one, in the afternoon that I have. It's like strawberry mango or something like that. And then the worst one, although it's not that bad, is the dinner one. It's, green juice with, spinach and kale. But you're only allowed to have those four juices in one day. So that's what I've been doing recently.
How long are you doing that for?
I've only done it. This is week number two, and I'm down 10 pounds in 2 weeks.
And you
weeks.
Do it every day for 2 weeks?
Just 2 days out of the week. So for 5 days, I can eat like a normal human. And then for 2 days, I only drink juice. And that was yesterday. So today, all I really had is a bagel. Ooh. Just like Alyssa, I will eat something like at 5 o'clock in the morning before I leave to go do the show. Uh-huh. And then I don't eat. I have like a protein bar with me and I'll chomp on that at some point. But for like 7-8 hours, I don't eat anything just because we're so busy.
Do you miss chewing when you're doing these juices? Like, I feel like I would miss like the act of chewing but still getting full. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't miss the chewing. It's very difficult in the house where I have two boys that are 14 and 10 and
eating everything.
That's always the day. Whenever it's a juice day, that's the day that my wife will make a plate of brownies and my boys will make some popcorn or something like that. And it's like, guys, really, on my juice day, you're going to do that?
Like, come on, you got to do this?
So it's really just the FOMO of not eating real food. But it's only for 24 hours. I can do it, you know, and I just like, I can do this. I can power through this and I can eat tomorrow.
I would try juicing. I just won't. So that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I can't. That's my thought. I should, though, but I won't. So, but I want to circle back on what, Alyssa, you said. You get home around noon, right? Mm-hmm. Can you both walk me and the listeners through a day in your life, like a normal day going to work as radio hosts? Because I was talking to my family yesterday when we finalized, this is a last minute when we finalized you guys coming on the pod, and they were like, so what's that like? Like, what time do they wake up? Like, they're live. How do we, so can you walk us through that, your day?
Sure. I'll start.
Okay.
My alarm goes off at 4:25 a.m. every day.
Disgusting.
Sometimes I will snooze it until 4:30. I get up, I make coffee, I shower. Like you said, I'll have a bagel or English muffin or something like that. And I'm out the door like at 5 o'clock, usually listen to some sort of a newscast on the way in. So I'm kind of prepped on what's going on in the world. I roll into the studio about 5:30, and then it's more prep until the show starts at 6. And then between 6 and 10, we're live. That's the most fun part of the entire morning is those 4 hours, which really fly by.
Do you get nerves because you're live and you might say something, I don't know, off the cuff?
Occasionally.
Okay.
It still does happen, even after all these years. And I think that's important, too, because I think it shows that you care and that you're conscientious about, you know, what kind of presentation, what kind of show that you're doing that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when 10 o'clock rolls around, then it gets boring because then like between 10 and noon or 10 and 1, that's when it's a lot of prep for the next day's show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the boring, tedious part where there's editing audio and there's, you know, launching our podcast and things like that.
Oh.
But then, you know, by noon or by 1 o'clock, then you're free to go live the rest of your day.
That's wild to be. Alyssa, is it similar? Is that similar to your, except you don't eat a bagel or an English muffin?
Yeah, no bagel for me. somewhat similar, like for the mm-hmm. most part. My first alarm goes off at 4, but I snooze for like an hour. It's really bad.
Muzzle.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, so then I get in. Usually, like, I'll come in and I don't listen to a newscast on the way in. I'm like, I cannot do current events that early in the morning. Like, I have to have music on.
It's like, because of the state of the world, or it's because you don't want it to have a negative effect on your work?
That, like, now that's what it is it's like, I can't start my day like that. But also, too, it is so early in the morning that even if I put on, like, a true crime podcast or something,
mm-hmm.
like, it's almost, like, it's going to put me back to sleep. I need something,
Stop.
Like, get me
You
going.
Fall asleep to true crime?
Do you not?
I can. I'm one of those weird people, and you've probably seen on my Instagram lately just a lot of stuff about Scream. Scream, the franchise, it's just, like, my happy franchise, kind of like Harry Potter, like
right.
very soothing. I actually had Scream 4 on in the background as I set up the little monitor and everything today.
Yeah.
So how you are with true crime podcasts where you can like, it might just like soothe you.
Yeah.
That's how I am with Scream. So I kind of understand.
It's
and
weird.
It's weird. I acknowledge that that's
Same.
Not normal.
I'm self-aware on it. Like, I get that that's, like, not a normal thing. But, like, if I want to go to sleep, it's always a pretty sure bet to put on.
Yeah, I need Ghostface. I need Ghostface up there, like, personal, you know, coming at me.
Feel all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. No, I
How
did.
How many Screams
I actually, like,
are
did.
There now?
7 comes out February
27th. Is that right?
I know it.
In February?
Yes. In February, yes. I think it's going to be my Valentine's. Like,
Aww.
It's my Super Bowl, basically. My husband won't see it with me, though.
Why not?
He's afraid of that stuff.
Is
oh
he really?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he can't do horror. I'm trying to think of the last. I mean, we watched Halloween Town last night, mm-hmm. And that's
was
a 1998 Disney Channel. Yeah, I mean, that Harry Potter, he was a child. We all were, but, like, I'm saying it scared him when he was a child to now, like, we can still watch it, but he's like, Voldemort's kind of freaky, like.
What's going on with his nostrils? I don't know.
Because he's a part snake. Yeah. Nagini.
Yeah.
I don't like
Well, Nagini isn't him, but, you know, he like...
Yeah. Right.
Back to us. Back to us. How did you guys get... Did you work together before working together? Is that how you... Like, how did you get into radio?
We actually did a podcast kind of like this together, like during 2020, when COVID
exactly
was going
down. We met on a podcast.
Wait, walk me through that. That's so cool, and I'm obsessed already.
So, Alyssa, when were you... Alyssa was working in San Diego. When were you let go from your job in San Diego, Alyssa?
Wow, way to drop the ball. Drop the bomb. Like, when were you let go?
Oh, this is so commonplace to us because it was such a, like... if you are in radio and you somehow manage to make it through the apocalypse of 2020, then, like, good for you. But, like, everybody got cut. Like, seriously, everybody. I want to say September 2020. That's when I, September 10th, that's what I was.
September 2020. Okay. Yeah, it was like radio in 2020, Ashley, was like the purge.
It was like
Voldemort trying to take over Hogwarts. It was that kind of a bloodbath. Yeah.
Wait, but why? Because specifically, obviously, we know 2020, we know what happened. But like because of COVID, I mean.
Right.
Okay.
Lost revenue. Nobody was advertising anymore. They were trying to adjust for projected lost revenue. And so just decided. I think it was something that was they've always been planning on doing. But COVID was just kind of accelerated all of that. And
sort of like the catalyst.
For sure.
Right. So, but Alyssa, because we're from the same hometown, essentially, Northeast Ohio, she was someone that I had discovered on social media and was following on social media. And then, but we had never met. And then I was let go from my job right behind her. It was November of 2020.
Another radio job.
Okay, I was working in Phoenix at the time.
Okay.
And I had this idea of because I can't sit still and be idle. I decided to start a podcast, and the idea of the podcast was talk to other people because there were so many of us and so many people that were either my friends or people that I respected and admired in the industry. Mm-hmm. I did this weekly podcast where I just met them and talked to. Maybe it was weekly, maybe it was every other. I actually don't remember anymore. It's an inside joke. It was called Ladies and Gentlemen, It's Producer Bill.
Which
if you listen to the Phoenix radio show, you understand why it was titled that. It would be way too long to explain why it was titled that. But Ladies and Gentlemen, It's Producer Bill. And so Alyssa was one of the people that I really wanted to talk to. So she was eventually one of the guests of that show. So that's the first time that we ever had a conversation in person. And and we had that podcast. Cut to, I moved home in 2021, and I got this job here at this radio station with a different partner. And 2 years after that, when that former partner of mine decided to retire from radio, I needed a co-host right away. And Alyssa was the first person that came to my mind. And it's probably highly illegal, but before the job was even posted, I reached out to Alyssa and said, do you have any desire to move back to Ohio? Because I need a partner and this would be so much fun. And that's how it happened. That's what she did.
Yeah.
That is so wild. And I actually love that story. It's interesting because as I've never, besides being like a guest on a radio station, I've never been a host or a co-host. And I always thought that there was kind of like animosity between radio hosts and podcast hosts. Is that true? Just because I feel like podcasts, I mean, I hate to say this about myself, but like pretty much like everyone and their mom has a podcast. You know what I mean? So, but like radio, I feel like you really have to jump through hoops in order to succeed, like the two of you, which bravo, by the way.
Thank you. I don't know. We're the ninth best radio station.
Okay, but you're not the 10th, 11th, or 27th. You know, like you're really doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it probably depends on the generation of person that you talk to in radio, though. Because I'm sure that if you talked to people older than us, then they would have a very different response. But we have our own podcast, too, that we do on the side. Bill and I both listen to podcasts probably daily, I would say, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in podcasts for probably like 5 years now, too.
Mm-hmm.
If there's animosity between... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I know there's like a little bit of... But I listen to podcasts, I think, at this point, more than I'm watching like Netflix.
Interesting. And do the...
video on YouTube a lot of the time.
Are the podcasts that you listen to, do they have any influence on what you talk about on the radio? Or no, not at all?
Sometimes, like if something sparks my interest, we'll get into it somehow, or we'll figure out a way to bring it into the show. So I do like to use it sometimes in that respect too, to just kind of like get my gears going.
That's so interesting to me. Is that the same for you, Bill, that you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I do listen to a lot of podcasts, although I have to admit that they're all sports. I rarely listen to anything that's not sports. And because these podcasts are so long, I only have a few hours in my day of my time, of free time, and it's usually taking my dog for a walk or something like that. I have two boys that are 14 and 10, so they really take up a lot of my time. So, but I do enjoy podcasts. If there's animosity between radio hosts and podcasts, I'm sure that it's out there somewhere, but I would hope by now that most radio hosts have embraced the medium and either have their radio show as a podcast or they do bonus behind the scenes content and add that to their feed. But I would say that, podcasts are something that it's just another thing that as far as podcasts versus a radio show, it's just something else that we're competing against to get somebody's attention. Mm-hmm. But it's not just podcasts. It's everything. It's other radio shows. It's, anybody watching TV in the morning, it's streaming. It's, moms and dads that are focused on their kids in the morning. I mean, we're competing against all of that.
Everything.
Really the challenge is for us is to come up with, is to make our content good enough and relevant enough that'll break through that clutter.
Yeah. I feel like relevancy is huge because a lot of my podcast focuses on casting directors and specifically, I have casting directors for scripted television and film, but I am a huge reality TV fanatic. I hope to be a Bravo celebrity one day. And I have a lot of casting directors and just production people from reality TV. And I feel like for someone like me that I rewatch or sometimes I find a new reality show from 10 years ago, it's lost its relevancy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I become, especially with streaming now, I become so involved that I want to reach out to these people and have them on the pod. And then I'm like, they haven't talked about anything in 9.5 years. But I am so into what I'm watching that I think it's relevant to me. And so it just, it's exactly what you said. It has to be, people have to be interested. Otherwise, you're gonna lose your sponsorships. You're gonna lose your followers, your listeners.
Yep.
So let's pep it up, please. Right. I need everybody. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I mean, that's so like funny that you say that though too. Like I just totally lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. Reality TV. Yes, that is so funny that you say that like with reality TV because I went back and watched a Real World season from 2011. That's what I was going to say.
That's so
It held up so poorly.
Why? Like, just like cancel culture? You're like,
my God. Like, and it's stuff that like, I remember watching that season live too, and I didn't think anything of it.
Where was it? What?
San Diego. So I watched it.
I
watched it during COVID when I was living in San Diego because I just missed going out so much.
I love San Diego, like, by the way. When I lived in LA, I used to go all the time.
Yeah, like I love it there, but I was like, I want to feel like I'm out with people.
Yeah.
Like, so I was watching that season to see like all the places in Pacific Beach that I would go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, oh my God, just the jokes just did not hold up by any standard.
I mean, yeah, I'm rewatching. Well, I'm not rewatching, but like TikTok is helping me rewatch Laguna Beach.
Oh my God.
And that's a 20-year-old reality show.
Yeah, I love that show.
I love that show, but like they say the darndest things. We'll leave
it
with that.
Oh, I bet they do.
And back then, I just think with everything these days with TikTok, Instagram, Lemonade, I mean, all of the different social media platforms that we have, you really, I don't want to say you can't get away with anything, because if you do something wrong, why would, you know, but like some, your mistakes live on.
Yo, yeah. Big
and
time.
It gets harder and harder to, I guess, apologize for a mistake, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I that was a big thing with you talking about reality TV. Did you watch Love Island this year?
Okay. I had the casting director of Love Island on here a couple months ago. She's amazing, by the way.
I love Love Island. But that was a big theme throughout this season. Stuff that didn't even happen on the show.
That's right. They woke her up in the chick up in the middle of the night and had her
leave.
That's
the rumor, but she's not even the only one.
Stop.
Like the first episode, a girl got sent home for bad. She actually was on a podcast and it resurfaced and it was horrible and it got her sent home. But so it's I'm noticing it a lot in reality TV as well.
It's interesting that someone can do something 10 or 20 years ago that was quote unquote normal or okay back then, but now they're having to issue apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it, but it's very it's interesting. Has that ever happened with you guys in the radio world where maybe even like a curse got out, or not even that, but you just said something that maybe wasn't on the mark, we can say? Has that ever, and you had to issue some form of an apology or something like that?
Nothing that comes to mind that I've ever had to apologize for.
Or that you've regretted, maybe, you know, why'd I do that?
There's plenty of things it was just a different time, maybe, and just a different dynamic of shows that I've worked on where, you know, looking back on it now, it's like, oh my gosh, like how could we have done that? And how did we get away with it then?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody would bring that to light now, like I'm trying to think of a really good example. So there, this would have been like 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on a show where they did a lot of prank phone calls, which I'm not necessarily a fan of, but you know, that's what we did on the show.
Okay.
And there was someone on our show who used, she's a Caucasian woman who would use a Asian accent to fool people. She did a really good Asian accent.
Oh, wow. And, I didn't. Okay.
But looking back on that now, that's, you can't do that now, you know?
Yeah,
And back then, nobody told us that it was wrong. And, you know, now we realize, you know, that it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just one example of, you know, if we went back in time and cherry picked moments from shows that that we've done, that, you know, you look back on now and it's like, gosh, we were so immature. We just weren't, you know, educated enough.
Yeah, I feel like
this is very much lighter than that. Bill knows what I'm going to say probably because he's heard it a million times. I went viral in 2019. It was horrible.
Oh, in a bad way?
Not like super bad. Like it was not cancelable by any means. I was interviewing at Coachella.
Okay.
And,
you were the interviewer interviewing. Okay.
Yes. I was interviewing the 1975 Matt Healy.
Okay.
And I went through, he had done a Reddit AMA, Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
Around that time. And so I went through that thread and I picked out some of the questions that he didn't answer. And I was like, let's get some answers to these. And we were live streaming it. And I asked the question, what's your favorite essential oil?
Okay.
Right? Like, you know, thinking like essential oils. It was not my question on the thread. And he's English and he looks around. He's like, essential oil? I was like, yeah. Like, he was like, I don't. And I was like, oh, we'll talk later. Trying to just move past it. And I'm starting to get into the next question. He goes, petrol? And I was like, what? And he's like,
that is essential.
It is an essential oil.
I didn't like realize what that was because I say gas because it's America.
Okay.
And I just didn't like put two and two together. My boss, I can see him with an eye shot, like mouthing, going gasoline, 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 trying to help me. And this like 10 second clip of me just being like, what? And he's like, petrol. And I'm like, huh? Like, it went so viral. The BBC called me stupid. NME wrote an article. Like, it was so bad. It got like millions of views on YouTube. It was so bad.
I love that.
Hello Weekend too for me. Definitely was a bummer, but I can laugh about it now.
I think. Well, how did Matt react to it? I mean, was he like trying to explain it?
He was just like, "Are you stupid? Like, what is?" He was like, "I don't get it. Like, what's an essential oil?" And I was like, "Oh, I'll like."
There was just like mutual misunderstanding,
complete misunderstanding from both sides, and we were both just so confused. And that clip just really did its round. I still see it like once a year. Somebody will DM it to me from like a meme account, and it'll make its rounds again. But now I couldn't even watch it for like the first 3 years that it was on the internet.
Ugh.
Now I think it's funny.
But there was nothing mean-spirited about
no.
that.
No, the, no, no. It's funny. It's a viral moment, and it's funny.
It doesn't come from a bad place, though.
In the grand scheme of bad viral moments, it's really not even that bad. So
no, not
if I
at
had
all.
To go viral, I'll take it. But
I would love to go viral for something like fabulous, you know, like she her dream came true. She's the first kill in a Scream movie. This is Ashley, you know, like I would love something like that.
That would be very cool.
But I feel like that I actually, you know, after this, I'm going to look that clip up, right? You know, like you're aware that's going
to
happen.
You about it if I was not comfortable with anybody who listens going to look it up because
Everyone's going to look it up after this airs. Like, everybody.
The girl with the little pigtails and the silly little sunglasses. That's me.
What year was this? This was like 10 years
2019.
Ago? 2019. 10 years ago. Oh, that's 6 years already.
Yeah.
I know. That's so weird. It's so weird to me that 2010 is 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I will never get over it.
It doesn't make sense because 2010 was yesterday. I don't understand.
Yeah, like, I just don't get it either. Not at all.
It's so disgusting. Like, it really makes me think of my age. And I'm like, oh, right. You're an adult. Like, you are.
I also, though, think that, like, the age that I was in, like, high school, college era, which would have been, like, that 2007 through, like, 2015, the best era. Like, everybody had social media, but nobody was afraid.
It was a different kind of social
media. No one
was
afraid of going viral. Like, you wouldn't be, like, dancing at a party looking like a fool, too drunk, worried that somebody would record you and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not something you thought about.
It was such a different time. And I actually, I am really happy that I was a child in the 90s because, like, I played outside.
Right.
I watched TV, of course. The Disney Channel was everything to me growing up, and I will always love and value Boy Meets World from the bottom of my heart. I still watch it to this day. Alan's the best TV dad, in my opinion. But I agree with you. I also think, like, being a teenager, going to college in that time frame between – when did I graduate? I graduated high school in 2009, I think. Yeah, and that makes sense. And I agree. There was no pressure of sort of like, I don't want to say acting out, but like having a moment in public.
Yeah.
Now you could have a bad moment or a good moment in public, and odds are, I don't know what the percentage is. I'd have to ChatGPT it, and I'm sure they would give me some spiel on it. But like, you may go viral during your worst day.
I just think back to so many moments, you know, throughout like my early 20s. Just
I threw up like everywhere.
I didn't know how to hold my alcohol. Fell on a stage while dancing, like
obsessed.
In front of everybody. It happens, but like,
where was that?
Oh, that was on my 22nd birthday at a bar.
Mazel, mazel. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Yes, I definitely did deserve it. I was feeling 22. But yeah, I just like didn't think about it. And I'm so glad that that was not a factor in my growing up. And I feel bad for the kids growing up now that that is something that I have to think about.
And I wonder how that's only going, if it changes. I mean, we know it will progress. I mean, that's what history has proven. I don't know. I can't predict how it will, if that makes sense.
I would hope that you'd just be able to go back and look at that and remember those times and laugh. Like laugh at yourself for the silly things that you would do.
Yeah.
Like I remember, like I think about my days in college. I wish somebody did have a video of me breaking 7 beer steins in one night at BW3. I wish somebody had a video of that. Because it's funny now.
Right. It wasn't funny when you got kicked out of the establishment, but it is now.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely funny now. And I think that you kind of just have to embrace it, you know, because it's part of your history. It's part of your DNA now and what helped make you the person that you are today.
That is interesting. Okay, my dog keeps kicking me. That's why I keep moving. Oh. Like, can you? And I'm pretty sure you just like flashed everybody, Graham.
Need to touch, always.
This dog, he's very cute and adorable and sleepy. It is interesting just to see where social media will go in the future. Like, I didn't think that TikTok would be as important, like, 6 years ago as it, or whenever it be. Like, COVID really made TikTok a huge deal. And now, if you don't advertise on TikTok, what are you doing?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you just, like
that's
you have
the place
to
be.
And it's just so interesting.
I remember even downloading Instagram, though, in 2012 and, like, hating it. And being
Me
like,
too.
God, I'm never going to use this. And now it's like, I check it. I don't even know how many times a day.
I am constantly on Instagram. I'm constantly on TikTok now, too. And I don't even know if I'm, like, the right demographic for TikTok because I'm in my 30s. But maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I am too, though, and I'm on TikTok. I have TikTok time after work.
Like, TikTok time!
That's my decompression. I have my TikTok time, and then I go take a nap. But it's all, yeah, that's built into my day.
It's so, it's just, we're in a different time. We are in a different time. So where do you guys, let's see, where do you see, I'm going to ask you, like, a job interview question. I don't want to say 10 years because that is insane, but in 5 years, where do you see your radio show? That's a toughie, right? That's a toughie.
Hopefully still on the air.
Yeah. Well, that would be the bar is set low there for that, right?
Just yeah, it doesn't take a lot to impress us. As long as we have a job, we're pretty.
Just be employed.
In a way, we had a meeting after our show today with our boss, and we kind of touched on this, and I don't know, maybe this is just us being optimists, having high hopes, and I think that you have to have, even if the optimism is misplaced, I think it's still a good thing to have it. I have hope, and we talked about this in the meeting, that some of this stuff, which is cyclical, where people in these questionable times are looking for companionship. They don't want to feel lonely. They're looking for real. They're not getting real on social media these days because of AI and things like that. And you find, we're hoping that people are becoming more and more attracted to the radio show because of that. It would be our hope that the show continues to grow and that we'd still be here in 5 years.
And kind of piggybacking off of what Bill said, and I'm pulling from that meeting that he is talking about a little bit ago. In the next 5 years, I think, again, optimistically, I would hope that we see some of like the younger generations. Just I guess that this isn't really so much for us in our job, but I would hope to see some of the younger generations come back to radio.
Interesting. Are you saying that there's not a lot of newbies in radio?
I think for like the people that are our age. So I graduated high school 2011. I'm 32.
Okay.
And that first car, right? Like everybody's still making mix CDs. I'm not listening to the radio. Once we're done with those, then we have the cassette adapter to plug your phone in. And then we have Bluetooth. So it's like, that's always been such an attractive thing since I've started driving. But now as I've gotten older, it's like, I don't care so much to have my music on. I just want to drive and just get to my destination. So I've come back.
Oh, so silence.
Well, no, I'll just turn the radio on and just mindlessly listen. Got as it. You're supposed to do.
Right.
But I'm hoping that, like, maybe some of, like, the younger generations kind of skip all of that Bluetooth that we did and maybe just kind of stick with us the whole time. That would be my hope, is that we just see that shift happen.
Right. It is. I remember being a child, being dropped off at school and my dad putting on the radio. So I listened to the radio, and that's how you heard the news after, like, when you left the house. Mm-hmm. Now, because of Instagram and just social media in general, you learn the news in 0.2 seconds on Instagram or on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So, but you can't use your phone when you're driving. So right. I think that would be great I remember graduating college and still listening to the radio.
So yeah, the Cavs won a championship in 2016. And I always say the day after we won, it was a huge deal in the city. We never win anything. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do that next day was listen to radio. I did not listen to my own music in the car that day. I just wanted to hear the other people in my city excited too. So I think that's definitely the value in it, is it's, I think people are craving community and radio is a form of it.
I definitely think you're right. People are craving community and real community. You are also right as well, Bill, that a lot of social media, some is real. I'm not going to knock those, the real posts and the real people, but a lot is either AI or trying to be relatable, but it's very clear that it's manipulated. And I mean, like, I'm also not knocking like going for likes, exactly. But I'm also not knocking that either, because that is how you sell a product or sell a company, sell a business, et cetera. So a service. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't cancel me for having an opinion, everybody. Because that's where we are. As we hit the as we hit the 40-minute mark, Bill, you mentioned that podcasts are long, so we're going to try and keep this one semi-short. Why don't we go around in a circle, hold hand? No, I'm kidding. Tell everyone, we'll start with you, Bill, where they can follow you, listen to you, see you in the shower, et cetera.
Okay.
Go for it.
So our podcast page is called The Q Morning Show On Demand. There are many, many different places you can find that podcast, Apple Podcasts, and all the other places.
So everywhere you listen to this podcast, you will find that podcast.
You will. The Q Morning Show On Demand. That's all you need to search.
And that's our radio show every day, uploaded without the music. So just get to hear what we're talking about, get your headlines.
It's the raw feed of the audio show, which I'm still, when I've listened to it, it's still weird to me just to hear the raw voices, because you'll hear us like introducing a song and there's no song playing.
Oh, they don't even like cut that. Oh, okay. Yeah, and have you received feedback that's...
No. Nobody. I think people get it. I think people understand that. And I think they prefer it that way. I mean, the people who listen to our podcast don't want anything else except for us, which is kind of nice. They don't want the music. Yeah. They don't want the commercials.
Yeah.
They just want to hear what we're talking about. So it's nice. Right.
Okay. Love it. And Alyssa, are you going to say the same thing? the same account?
Literally the same stuff. Instagram, if you want to follow our show and see the kind of shenanigans that we get up to, at The Q Morning Show on Instagram. We post on there. So follow us. And then my Instagram, too, is at Hi Alyssa Rose.
And if you're listening to this, which how could you not be, because you're literally listening to this, I follow you both on Instagram. So you can just type in their names and you'll see them both.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
I love when I end an episode, because I'm like, are we tired yet? Like, we've had to like maintain communication for 42 minutes. It's a lot.
Ashley, can I ask you a question before we go?
Yeah.
Oh, flipping the script.
I know. I'm sorry. It's hard for me. It's like no, I've never it. Been on a. I'm not. I haven't been on many podcasts that aren't my own.
Yeah, this feels
own.
Weird being in the other seat.
No, I love it. Do it.
So besides your podcast right now, mm-hmm. What is your like main project right now? Like, what is your main thing? Because I know that you have a lot of things going on. So is it the podcast? Is it the stand-up comedy? Like what?
Yeah.
What interests you and fascinates you the most right now?
Myself. No, I'm sorry. Slept.
Good.
Freudian slip.
My girl.
stand-up comedy. That's what I'm doing, I guess you could say, day-to-day. My dog mm-hmm. is kicking me again. I love stand-up comedy. I started as an actress. I'm still an actress. I just, back when the strikes were happening, mm-hmm. there really wasn't much to do, and I really enjoy making fun of, making people laugh, and again, another slip, apologies. But, so I got into stand-up comedy, and I really love it. It's become a huge part of my life, mm-hmm. and I truly think having been acting for over a decade, the last couple of years doing stand-up comedy has brought me more work. Just like I've gotten a lot of great stand-up gigs that, like, if mm-hmm. you put next to some of the films or something that I've done. I don't know. It's hard to compare the two, but I do love. I'm doing a lot of stand-up comedy, and I am loving it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Thanks.
I'm fascinated by that. I mean, I have so much respect for people who do stand up and
you're the
make
only
that
one,
their
but
craft.
Thank you.
Really? Is that true? I did 10 minutes once. I did.
Wait,
10 minutes?
Just because
I wanted
to. Big. Good for you.
I think that's just because I'm long-winded. Like, it was supposed to be 5, and I went 10.
Oh, well, that's bad.
It was bad.
It's bad because, like, the person giving you the light and the booker, like,
yeah.
they don't like that.
They gave me
well,
a free pass
because
it was a one and only thing. We went in with we're like, this is the only time I'm doing this, and
you did, like,
so
an open mic night?
No, it was I was working as part of a radio show, and we were hosting that night. So that
okay.
was the whole draw to get okay. people to come to the show. It's like Bill's going to do 5 minutes. So I had an opening. Someone opened for me. Then I came on, and then someone else came on, and then the headliner that night.
Okay. And how long did the headliner do?
He must have gone 60 or 90 minutes.
Yeah. So
something like that.
So I love when I get to headline. I love co-headlining. I love mm-hmm. opening because generally you get more time. You know, mm-hmm. when you do like, I only really do open mics to test out new material. Mm-hmm. And open mics are generally 5 minutes. And it's hard to, like 5 minutes, it's short. That's short. Mm-hmm. You can maybe, I guess it depends what type of comedy you're doing. But mm-hmm. Did you do a lot of crowd work or no?
I did not. No.
You didn't.
Okay. It's my first and only time going out on stage to do mm-hmm. something like that. I remember the one thing that happened to me is my throat got so dry.
Oh my God.
And I was just chugging water. Like, I was just like,
when you were on stage?
Yeah. I'm just like, guys, I don't know why I'm so damn thirsty right now.
Well, there's also a lot of lights. It's even if the room is cold, it's hot up there. I'll say mm-hmm. I have a lot of musical numbers in my stand-up comedy, so I used to not have to drink water when I was up there, but now mm-hmm. I have to bring water because if I'm singing, I need to coat my instrument, my throat.
Mm-hmm.
That was oddly dirty, and it didn't need to be. Apologies. there was literally no reason for that.
Oh my God!
It just went the wrong way.
But yeah, I have a lot of respect for
Thank
people.
You.
I mean, we stacked the room with people who listened to the show. So I already had a
That's
built-in
great.
Audience that was probably ready to laugh at anything that I would have said.
That's
even
why
if it
I
was
like
funny
opening
or not.
For comics that are way bigger than me because there's a built-in audience. They may not be, I mean, they were there to see you, of course, it's your radio show, but like I've gained new fans by opening for someone who had fans. And so that's been really cool for me. Yeah, but I mean, to go back to your point, I mean, most people don't get into comedy for the respect, you know? Like, it's just not really there. But I really enjoy it. I know my parents are, well, proud isn't the right word, but they are something.
Trying to understand.
Yeah. Another Jewish comedian? Really? Did we need one? But, you know, I have words to say, and I'll write them with a punchline. I don't know.
That's awesome.
We'll see how it goes. I like it. I dig it. I'm going to keep doing it until someone's like, even if someone says, like, get off the stage, I probably won't.
No. I just need to be the center of attention. Stay longer.
Yeah, I need to. Someone once said, there was this guy, I did a show, and I was the headliner, and there was a guy in the audience that someone came backstage and they said, this guy is not laughing, he's not clapping, nothing, before I came out. So I went out and it was very obvious. I was like, you don't look like you're having a good time. So it was my goal. And I told the audience, it was my goal to get this guy to laugh. And I got a chuckle.
Okay.
But there was someone else in the audience that was like, he's waiting for you to make him laugh. And I was like, I've been on stage for 6 seconds. I need to build a joke. Where are you from? Like, it's it, but like, some people, anyway, his name was David, and he did end up giving me a smirk and a chuckle. So
I'm proud of you.
His money was well spent to sit in the audience.
Yeah, it sounds like you had to work for it.
A little bit, but that's not a bad thing. It gives you more like chutzpah, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for spending the last 7 minutes on me. Love that for me. Thank you both so much for coming on Locks of Laughs. This was a really great episode. Surprising. No, I'm kidding. Not surprising at all. Not at all.
Thought they were going to suck.
No, you guys are great. I was actually really excited to have you both on.
Oh,
that's awesome. Thank you for asking us. We're happy to talk to you and happy to see your success as well. There's a lot of you're in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of places in Florida. Do they still have Miami Improv?
Yeah. So I've performed at the Improv. I'm actually going to be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv in December. And I go back to LA and New York to perform. My dad spends part of his time in New York, part of his time here in Florida. So when I go back to New York, I have a place to stay. So I can do a lot of acting gigs and stand-up comedy in New York. And I mean, I lived in LA for 15 years. So I go back there a lot to perform. But comedy is huge here in Florida.
That's awesome.
Huge.
Yeah.
So I am lucky because there are some great comedians here. And it's nice to be around talented people that are also kind. Obviously, not everybody's kind, but like I feel like within the comedy space, a lot of people look out for each other. I've made some great friends in the comedy space that like we do shows together and we're like, I want us to succeed side by side together.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, if you ever make your way up to Cleveland, Hilarities,
I will let you both know.
Hilarities is calling your name.
We're there.
Yeah. Is that a chain? Because I feel like I've heard of it.
Hilarities? I don't know. Is it? No.
Yeah, we have. Is it? We have a Hilarities.
Is it a chain?
But is it a Frolic?
I'm gonna look it up.
What I'm not sure. But we have one.
I thought it was Pickwick and Frolic or something like that.
Maybe it's that.
I don't know if that's a chain, but okay. Well, I'll look it up after this.
And either way, we have comedy clubs, so we will see you here soon, hopefully.
Yeah, one day. I would love to make it there.
Yeah, we love to laugh up here in Northeast Ohio.
I hate
one of our favorite things.
Not much else to do, so.
It'll be the silent audience that night. Nobody's allowed to laugh. You just have to sit.
Nobody laugh or else. All right. Now we actually are getting to the 60-minute mark, and I feel bad. So thanks for hopping on Locks of Laughs, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Ashley.
You too.